Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Saul is in some ways a study in what happens when you combine deep personal insecurity with great power.
Yeah.
It's scary.
But you know what? Someone once said, whenever, you know, the devil makes a move, God makes a plan. You know, it's like when you think about that, obviously God knew how this would play out with Saul, and he started to become self-preserving, selfish, insecurity, and misusing his power, partial obedience. You see that in his story.
Yeah,
meanwhile, you've got this young boy on the hill fighting off a lion and a bear. And I would just love for you just to talk about how, you know, when you see somebody who maybe is in power, who's shouldn't be, and running all over people, and you wonder, you know, don't you see this God? Well, of course he does. We just don't see what he sees. Talk about just how God is always raising up. He's preparing people. He moves towards the humble. He saw David on that hill, and he trained him and prepared him for one day to be king. But I just love for you just to speak to that dynamic of God is always preparing people for the kingdom story.
I love that, because though we hear about David killing, you know, protecting his sheep from bears and lions, and we see God working with him, with his heart, with his skills, with his leadership, nobody knows that except, you know, us and God.
Mm-hmm.
and then Samuel, because as we're reading the story, we have, you know, what in narrative is we have this perspective on the story that no one in the story has. We know that God's doing this thing. Now, it takes quite a while for David to actually come into his place where he's acknowledged as king. It takes many, many years, actually. But I love what you're saying, that there's an unseen reality happening here where God is going ahead, God is preparing a way, God has come up with a plan that is going to not only remedy what's going on with Saul, but it's going to take Israel to a whole different level and a whole different place. So it really is a lesson of faith as we read this story to realize what's going on in my life right now that's really awful, really difficult, really hard, really dark. And though I can't see it, we have story after story in Scripture that tells us God is at work here. Wait.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.